I got like the fucking urge to sneeze. I just did sneeze, but you know how sometimes you sneeze, you feel like you got to sneeze again, but you don't know if you have to sneeze again, but you think you might have to sneeze again. So you're just kind of like in this holding pattern, and you're making like a weird face. Like if you were in public, you'd be making a weird face. Somebody'd see your face and be like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?" And you're like, "I might have to fucking sneeze. I don't know if I have to sneeze." And you just stand there for like 10 seconds. I tried to wait this out, but I was like, "I gotta get rolling here. I can't just be staring out the fucking window." Anyway, my name is Chris Johnson, and there's something I want to talk about. There's a phenomenon that you probably noticed in your day-to-day life. It's people that have something generally want you to have something. And I'm not talking about like, you know, a packet of peanuts or something, but like if somebody has kids and you're a couple, they're gonna want you to have kids. They're like, "Oh, when are you gonna fucking have a baby?" As if like you having a baby means a fucking thing to their fucking world. They do this with the relationships too. Like if somebody's in a relationship, they want to know when you're gonna get in a relationship. If somebody's married, they want to know when you're gonna get married. I was at the Bee Machine's wedding a couple weeks ago, and I saw my old boss there, T-double-O Suzanne, the boss and his wife. I worked with both of them for a lot of years. And I remember I'm standing there, I'm all decked out in black. I'm just standing during the fucking ceremony. And like, my boss walks in, or my old boss walks in, and he kicks me in the shoe. I smiled, I nodded, said hello, but you gotta say it in hushed tones, you know, because they're up there giving their fucking vows. And T-dub's like, "You're next." Like, "I'm next. Motherfucker, I was first. I'm divorced, goddammit. You know this. We're talking about I'm next. I beat this asshole. Like, I got married fucking, what year is this? 2021? I got married 11 years ago. I got married in 2010. I'm first. Bee Machine's next." And furthermore, you see me standing here all by myself. I can't even lock down a date to a fucking wedding. So how the fuck do you expect somebody to be standing across from me at a fucking altar? What are you, out of your mind? Actually, I should correct that. I can kind of lock down a date to a wedding. I can ask somebody to go to a wedding. I can get somebody to agree to go to a wedding. But it's almost like you're buying a house, right? Have you ever bought a house? They do like a home inspection. They take a look. You hire some asshole to go in there and check out the fucking bones of the house and like rip it apart and shit. That's what happened with me. Like upon further review after the inspection, this guy's kind of an asshole. Maybe it's not such a good idea. I failed the inspection. So I failed the inspection for the fucking dates, son. You gotta fucking crawl before you can walk, as they say. So if I can't get somebody to agree with me to come here, I don't know how the fuck I'm next. I mean, there's probably a fucking laundry list of people that are more in line than I am to get fucking married next. Like, I don't really think about this because I don't make long-term plans ever because they freak me the fuck out. Long-term plans fuck with my anxiety. They get me a little bit more depressed because I think, like, if I set a long-term goal or a plan, that I have to hit it. And if I don't hit it, I failed. So, like, usually, like, if I make all these goals, I get, like, depressed because I'm not going to hit all these fucking goals. Goals are actually designed for you, like, not to hit them, right? Aren't goals designed for you not to hit them? Because you're not going to hit a lot of your fucking goals. I mean, maybe my goals are fucking different. Maybe I'm just too fucking lofty. But if you set like shit goals and you hit shit goals, what the fuck does that mean? Like if my goal is to wake up in the morning and eat fucking breakfast, like I can fucking do that, but a fucking chimp can do that. Anybody can fucking do that. I don't really think that's too impressive. What is it about people who are married or in relationships or have kids? What is it like? Why do they think that you need that? And I'm not saying I'm like against being in a relationship again or against being married again, but like, why do people feel the need to like push others in that direction? With kids especially, like I don't want kids. I'm 39 years old, that ship has basically sailed. I don't even know if my dick works, but like, let's say my dick worked. I'm not gonna fucking have a kid at 39. I can't handle the fucking cats. I can't handle my fucking self. Are you shitting me? Have a fucking kid as a fucking 39 year old? Fuck. You know what I did today? I slept like 10 fucking hours. Can you do that with a baby? No. I know somebody who just had a fucking infant. I'm gonna wake up and feed the fucking kid and shit. Like it cries. I just can't handle that. Stop pushing people to do shit like that. You don't know what the fuck they're doing. You're gonna make people feel bad. Now, I don't feel bad, but I just think it's an interesting thing to do. Like, you are next. Like, is it maybe he's being sarcastic? Maybe he's like, Chris Johnson is definitely not next. I know this for a fact because I've you know, had him in my employ for a lot of years. I know that he's a fucking mess. Although the entirety of my employment, I was with somebody. Although I didn't really talk about it very much. Maybe that was part of the problem. Maybe if I was happier in my relationship, I would have talked about my ex more. But I don't really think it's that. I just don't like walk around like yammering about like my business. I'll talk about like just bullshit. But like, it's always weird. Like if you don't really know people very well, and I'm not talking about my boss, but I remember I knew somebody at the station. They worked in like promotions or something. And they would like come by every couple days to go over like contests and shit. And then like 3 months in, they found out that I had a girlfriend and they were like, "What?" I'm thinking, like, when did it come up? Like, I'm not just going to introduce myself. Like, I'm Chris Johnson. I've got a girlfriend, goddammit. I'm not a complete fucking waste of life. It's just a weird thing to say. I don't know what I assume, like, the relationship is, like, that anybody has with fucking anybody. I meet people all the time. I never think, like, I wonder if they're spoken for. I mean, maybe it's just because I don't give a fuck. Like, what do I care if I just meet somebody? I'm just meeting a bunch of people now because of my new job. Like, I got all these, like, fucking new people coming in my fucking sphere of existence, which is a problem for me because I got to learn all these new names. You know, I'm learning all these fucking fun facts. I don't know if these facts are fun, but they're all like, hey, my name is Chris Johnson. Here's a fun fact about me. I have a cat, you know? Well, it's a fact. Is it a fun fact? I'm not sure, but it's a fact. But that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm at. I tell you what, right now, too, I'm in a very good mood right now. Probably has a lot to do with the fact that I just got a new job and I'm not working on my old job anymore. If the fucking Bean Machine's wedding was today, I might not skip cocktail hour. I might have fucking remembered the card. I might have actually enjoyed being around people. Not that I didn't enjoy being around people when I was fucking there, but there's only a certain amount of fucking energy I had. It's like a video game, right? You play video games, you got your fucking energy bar. When the energy bar goes to the bottom, you die. I don't think I'm gonna die if my energy bar goes to the bottom. I'm just gonna be fucking irritable. I'm gonna tell you to fuck away from me. But like, I was fucked up. So like, my energy bar, I was starting like with a half bar of life. I was penalized. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with some new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want to find it. I mean, it's all over the fucking place. The host, though, is Podbean. Every fucking episode's there. Not just 20 episode shit that you get everywhere else. I am on Facebook. If you want to catch the cast there, I'm on Twitter. It's @JohnsonHateYou. If you want to see me, which of course you do, you can go to Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes.